What's a commode story?
It's a scene, man. Memorize it.
A what?
Look, man, an undercover cop's got to be Marlon Brando, right? To do this job, you got to be a great actor. You got to be naturalistic. You got to be naturalistic as hell. Because if you ain't a great actor, you're a bad actor. And bad acting is bullshit this job. Yeah.
DJ Gower.
Wait a minute!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason. Episode 182, the Spy Edition.
That's right. We're going undercover on the Spy Edition.
I'd like to give a shout out to all the Russian bots out there. Russia is kicking our ass in the old technology game with their fake face aging app.
Well, I mean,
that's acquiring your data.
Come on, man. I mean, here's
who doesn't want to look old in a stupid phone app,
right? I mean, what's 10 seconds of fun for all of your personal information on your phone?
Yeah, right? It's totally worth it. Anyway, the Spy Edition, I'd like to give a shout out to The Americans. Great show if you've never
seen it. Oh, yeah, The Americans, yeah.
Yep.
Was that Netflix, right? Or no?
It's off the air now, but it was on, I think, FX originally.
I know, but it's on, like, you can stream it. Fuck, I don't know.
It's either Netflix or
I'm not
going to
call them out by name. We don't get any money from them. Fuck them.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, the Spy game, pretty crazy.
You want us
crazy
to say your name, pay us, assholes. Except for the breweries, we just say their names because we're drinking their beer and we like giving them shouts out.
Yeah, man. Anyway, I think the spy thing is retarded.
What do you mean? Like, I mean, espionage.
Yeah, and just
in
the whole,
general.
Like
we're just,
that we're a war-hungry country here in America, and yeah, spying, like, infiltrating the whatever, you know.
But, I mean, come on. Like, if your friend, right, that hung out in a slightly different social circle, right, and you and that friend have, like, a major conflict, right, and y'all don't like each other, and you happen to know somebody else in that social circle, are you telling me that you wouldn't ask that other friend, hey, what's going on? What's this guy saying? Can you tell me a little bit about
it? I would not. I wouldn't give a shit. Right?
You wouldn't
I'd be
wanna,
done with
you
him.
Wouldn't want to do some research before you went and like, hey, man, I heard you were talking shit. Or
I wouldn't. I would just like, I don't know. Anyway, here comes some more tracks. Rhyme. And Microfilm of Treason.
Electric guy. double check. Kermit, the message is Mars needs women.
And the only girl I ever loved was kidnapped and raped and drugged. And Mars needs women, but Mars can wait, cause I ain't going to masturbate. No way! I'm tired of running from the CIA side. I'm running from the CIA side. I'm running from the CIA.
Enemy spies in the U.S.
You can eavesdrop, you can bug, you can intercept their communications.
But you can't do that to Americans.
Absolutely not. Again, the focus of National Resources Division is the collection of foreign intelligence that happens to be inside the U.S.
What about counterintelligence?
It's a critical issue. If you look at the threat that is imposed upon our nation every day. Some of the major nation states, China in particular, very sophisticated intelligence operations, very aggressive operations against the U.S. I would hazard to guess they are more foreign intelligence officers inside the U.S. working against U.S. interests now than even at the height of the Cold War.
Hank Crumpton has written a book about his life as a spy because he thinks the role of intelligence is misunderstood, and the CIA has often been misused by presidents and policymakers of both parties.
Check it out, this is Lewis Logic. My man self-titled on the boards, JJ Brown on the scratches. I've been fuck all of y'all actors, know what I mean? Check it out, yo. What I spit is slick like cornflake chicks and Vaseline.
going down south like Big Mike. Cause when it comes to pushing weight, my wax is like crack to fiends. You have to light by crafting pipes out of the tap machine. Niggas afraid to play with me like Magic's team. Cause circles start catching purple hearts like Vietnam Marines. They hate me but still buy like niggas and Koreans. It's a dirty business but my hands are clean. How many worthy critics on this green earth? This loose flow, kids you know would suck dick for a Louis Logic t-shirt. So it's gotta be worth spending the loot on something 170 proof before I step in the booth. So pissed I never recoup. And if you ever get dissed, it's me, your family, and friends in cahoots. So send in the troops like sports call. We knew there were niggas cutting your balls off, so you'll never produce. I put your head in the noose. Not that I chill with the clan, but I'm an extremely militant man. So down for the cause, I spill on your fam. And just know, before I'm beat, that I would cheat like Hillary's
my
man.
My squad is like vagrants. We wind in the streets and pavement and try to stay bent. Disguised as secret agents. Motherfuckers is trying to find out the plans to our mission and positioning of our secret hideout.
I never run when I'm in trouble. Check. My enemies freeze.
Edgy, abducting them C's in the back of a trunk. Slapping your punks till you taste more blood than Dracula's tongue. So place no bets, my effects is long range. You're shortchanged, trying to come with it like payphone sex. I'm feeling Waco text. Half loco and half postal from weeks after weeks of weak take-home checks. And my work ethic is uninspired, yet I'm admired as a talented tongue for hire. But I'm one big liar under fire with a sixth sense of humor. I don't eat pussy, I'm retired to sixth sense of tuna. I'm just waiting to invent a rumor that you're a pervert, sweet as sherbert, and prove it for sure that words hurt. Hide your face in a paper bag. I'll humiliate MCs to the degree they'd have to take the stage and drag. And it's not too late to add, I'll diss you in your favorite mag. Erase your chart position as the latest ad. I'm out altering documents to say that all fraudulent occupants of this industry are reported as communist spies. I'm spitting ominous lies like a compulsive that hover over your dead career. My squad is like vagrants. We wind in the streets and pavement and try to stay bent. Disguised as secret agents. Motherfuckers just trying to find out the plan to our mission and positioning of our secret hideout. This is Louis Logical. You know what I'm saying? I've been telling niggas. You know what I'm saying? Heads is hungry like cats in sleeping boxes and shit. Motherfuckers need to pay the toll before they cross the bridge. You know what I'm saying? Get mistreated like foster kids. Word is bomb. Yeah. And we out. And we out. And we out.
You got sold.
We're in.
Ha-ha! The computer! Another idea stolen from the black man.
What the hell?
What the hell? What the?
The human race was dying out. No one left to scream and shout. People walking on. is dying out. You don't wanna hear. Now enough has been said. It's time to make you disappear.
Man, talking shit, making me feel bad.
Man, fuck them kids, bro. Look around, bro. Look at life.
Man, you're right.
Man, you see these fine bitches over here?
Yeah,
you see these trees, man? You see this water?
I guess it is okay.
Come on, man. You got so much more to appreciate, man.
Man, you know what? You're right.
You damn right I'm right. I can't remember a time I was goddamn wrong.
Man, thanks, little boat.
I ain't been getting high. Well, maybe a little, baby, I don't wanna lie. I know when you text me, girl, I don't always reply. Well, you're not an angel either, you can't even fly. I notice you think that you know shit. All this shade that's coming at me, I wonder who throws it. They can't see the vision, boy, they must be out of focus. That's a real hot album, homie, I wonder who wrote it. Oh shit, okay, pray them niggas go away.
Episode 182 coming at you, the spy edition.
That's right, folks. The CIA is tapping into your IP address right now through this show.
That's true. Shaken, not stirred. What a scam that is.
I love how people are like, oh, I'm on the dark web. No one knows what I'm doing. You're like, who do you think made the dark web?
Kind of a funny, disturbing story. I was in a band briefly. We really didn't know. I guess we had a name. I don't know. Anyway, make a long story short, one of the guys in the band whose house we were jamming at, his roommate was on the dark web and working at Kitty Porn. And the FBI raided their house.
While you were there?
No.
Okay. I was like,
early in the morning. Like,
what the?
At like 5 in the morning. And the guy in the band who was like the singer, guitar guy, but it never materialized, was an Iraqi vet, or he was in, you know, a bunch of wars and stuff, and he was kind of crazy, and like Marine.
Okay.
Helicopter.
He was a veteran.
Yeah. And anyway, he kept a 45 under his bed, or under his pillow, sorry, every night in the jam space.
How did that work out when the FBI showed up at his house?
He had a shitload of guns everywhere, too. Like, this random free jam space.
How did that work out for him when the FBI showed up at his residence?
Yeah, so, get this. FBI shows up. They basically, like, knock on his door, and they're like... And he's almost pulled the gun. He's, like, ready to shoot him, because he's a psycho. Anyway, and they're like, hi, how's it going? How are you this morning? Like, you know what I mean? Like, sorry, but we got some intel about the candy bar, the dark web. And we don't want to, like, infringe upon you. We're sorry we're here. And so there's an FBI, like,
branch
or, like, a hub or whatever you want to call it in Chico, apparently.
I'm sure there's one everywhere.
And we got to check this out. Like, we really don't want to be here. And we're sorry we're here. And sorry to, like, screw up your morning and come this early and blah, blah, blah. And, like, so anyway, they're like, well, come on in, and they're just hella weed and bongs and guns and firearms. They just don't give a fuck. They're like, nice M16, you know, like. I know, it's a random story. All right, so make a long story short. Yeah, so the kitty porn guy gets a warning, doesn't get arrested.
How do you get a warning?
You know, like, you looked at these websites on the dark web, blah, 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 and all this stuff. And he's like,
this sounds really fishy.
And he's like, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know what I was looking at, and blah, blah, blah. So they confiscate his hard drive, and then, like, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, make a long story short, the guy flunked out of college, Chico State, and just went back to his hometown of Maryland. I think it was Maryland is where they're from. And nothing ever happened.
Awesome.
Weird ass story. Anyway, spy shit's stupid. Here comes the warm music. With the same kind of stuff, right? Like,
right.
Isn't that the weirdest story you ever heard?
I mean, yeah, it's like.
And they also, like, I think it was because he was a veteran and, like, maybe the guys were veteran. I don't know. They just knew he was or something.
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe, like, they were just,
what's
like,
up, man?
Maybe there were other dudes from the dark web that just went around as acting as the FBI.
There's another FBI incident I know of. They're another, like, guy I used to know. So
same kind of scenario.
Yeah.
That went down.
But he actually went to jail
Was it the Men in Black?
I'll tell you on the next talking segment. Here we go. Rhyme.
Ooh, and cliffhangers of treason.
Cinderella undercover, I see. the world economy in a fragile state. Top corporations must adapt to survive. The bosses of some of Canada's biggest companies are about to take extreme action. To stay ahead of the game, they're going undercover in their own organizations. This week, we follow the CEO of the largest pizza chain in the country. He will be posing as an unemployed oil rigger, looking for fresh opportunities.
You're in for a treat.
He'll ditch his corporate suit for a company cap.
Where'd it go? Stuck.
Knew that was gonna happen. Learning the ropes here.
And as he struggles on the front lines,
this is getting a bit messed up here.
Everything's time-based. Okay, gotta be quick.
He'll be confronted with uncomfortable truths, forcing him to right what's wrong to make the company stronger.
33 more. Well,
go.
You've been everywhere a thousand times. You're so cool. Some international captured as a stowaway. A barbecue we do. 2 weeks at sea alone. So many miles away from us. Have the strange and exciting adventures of secret agents, secret love. Weird and impossible, but totally true. I think I'm secretly in love with you.
Got the J jumping, block for the Nils, going for the 10 blankets.
rush to work. Then off the top floor, Louis parachute shirt. The way I move to work, like a damn secret agent. 007, got the trap going crazy. 24/7, posted in a trap daily. Money is the model, so it's fuck you, baby. Trap doing long, trap going crazy. 007, you can call me secret agent. Secret agent, a secret agent. 007, you can call me secret agent.
Episode 182 coming at you, the spy edition.
Yeah, they're watching you. You're not paranoid. It's real. It's just not the kind of spying that you think, right? Like,
this guy's got Alexa.
Yeah, Alexa's spying on you. Facebook is spying on you. Like, we had an episode a couple of shows back about the Neuralink with Elon Musk. Like,
watch the video of their recent presentation and be horrified of the future of your brain hooked to a smartphone.
Yeah, you just think it and it'll appear. Like,
that's
fuck
exactly
that.
Exactly right.
Fuck that.
Everyone will fucking buy that shit.
I hate society, but spying, I'm not a fan. The drones, come on.
I mean, drones are a fun, like, toy, if you will, to, like, you know.
Being a spy on your neighbors with it? Fuck the drones.
I mean, they're cool, like, if you're into photography or videography and stuff, you get really cool, like, shots, and you can get views and angles that no one's ever seen before.
I don't want a drone flying in my backyard taking pictures of my fat ass.
Dude, have you seen the ones that, like you put, like, a wristband on and it, like, follows you as you, like, snowboard down the mountain? Like, what the fuck? That's rad.
2019 is so weird. Anyway, I left it at for my second talking segment.
Oh,
or
yes.
The last talking segment. I said of another FBI tale. So, another band-related weirdo. This guy would wear a ski mask and play bass. That was his, like, gimmick. And this band, the Pawns. Anyway, make a long story short, he and another guy were in an anarchist cult. And they made, like, a makeshift bomb and put it next to McDonald's, like, in the drive-thru.
What?
It was, like, a gas can, like, a timer, and some
How
other
fucking
weird...
fucking stupid was this guy?
He went to jail for, like, a couple years over it. Anyway, the FBI, like...
Yeah.
Fucking rained down on him, like, immediately.
What were you going to accomplish with a gas can? I
tried to blow up the drive-thru of McDonald's.
Yeah, that's anarchy, bro.
What? I love the term anarchist cult.
Yeah.
Or club. So stupid. An oxymoron. Anyway, here comes some more music. The Spy Edition.
To view this episode, please enter the secret code 751.
You have 1 minute.
75719. Thank you. Please press play now.
And treason. Episode 182, the Spy Edition, coming at ya.
This message will self-destruct.
D DJ Gower, DJ Manador. We're in DJ Gower's backyard, and I don't want to leave. It is glorious out here.
I mean,
he's done a hell of a job. Oh, I like the telescope. I don't know if I noticed that last night.
Yeah, that's right.
He's spying on his distant neighbors with the telescope. I can't blame him.
I like staring at the stars, man.
And the other neighbors.
Get it? They're hot. Because they're giant flaming balls of gas like our sun, you know? Whoa, man. That was deep.
This guy's been living the Sacktown lifestyle, and it's taking his toll, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, soon enough, I'm going to be a Kings fan.
Yep, he'll be going to the Golden One Center and watching them lose.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Well, you know. Hey, the Dubs got
Chris Webb. I fucking
the
hate
Dubs
you.
Got Willie Cauley-Stein, brother.
I want to punch Chris Webb in the face.
Chris That's Weber.
Weber, sorry.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Was, this fight.
Who was on the Warriors, by the way?
Yeah, and completely fucked them. Drafted by the Warriors.
And bounced after his second year for money.
All right. This isn't a sports talk show. It's a spy edition show.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think sports agents act as spies a lot of the times.
Yep, tampering charges in the NFL and NBA because they're all trying to screw over another team to get the best guys. Anyway, the spy edition, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening.
If you did.
James Bond, I've never been a fan.
We know the FBI is listening.
Even in the Sean Connery era, but James Bond does nothing for me.
No. You're not into sharply dressed Englishmen.
And in the 80s, like, spy movies are so dumb.
What about like what action. About Get Smart?
I don't know. It does not. Steve Carell, the remake.
No, not the Steve Carell remake. The original,
piece of
like,
garbage.
TV show.
It doesn't. It's stupid.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Americans, that was a pretty good show, though. That's all I got.
Oh, God. What was that completely garbage one with the girl from Hunger Games? It was like Red Sparrow or something like that. She was supposed to be like some female assassin spy that was specially trained. It was absolute garbage and basically just an excuse to get the actress like naked for half the movie.
Yep, that's Hollywood for you. Anyway, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Spy Edition, closing it out. Right.
And digital eyeballs of treason.
To all You've known this guy as Donnie Brasco. That's not his real name. Truth is, he's been an FBI agent all along. You can contact me here if you want to talk.
Fucking guys, there's no way Donnie's an agent.
It's a nice fucking bluff, huh?
That boat was a setup. They set the boat up. They ain't no we think Donnie's a rat.
Hey. Almost had me going. If you didn't know Donnie.
Right, you didn't know Donnie.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.